Nolte, Hunter Biden's dad's approval rating plunges to 33%. By John Nolte on December 15, 2023. Hunter Biden's father, his fraudulency Joe Biden, saw his job approval rating crash to a devastating 33% in the latest Pew Research poll. Pew Research, a left-wing outlet, showed slow Joe at 35% approval in June, with 62% disapproval. Thursday's dive to 33% is the lowest of Biden's presidency. Biden's current disapproval rating of 64%, nearly two-thirds of the country, is the highest on record in this particular poll. Hunter's dad's rating is particularly down among Democrats and Democratic leaners over this year, writes Pew. While 61% of Democrats approve of his job performance, that reflects a 9-point drop since January. Only 33% of independent voters approve of Joe. Young people disapprove of Biden more than any other age group. 18 to 29-year-olds disapprove at 68%, while 64% of 30 to 49-year-olds say the same. Among Black Americans, only 52% approve of the job president and word user is doing. That might sound good, but it's not. That number should be in the 80s. Hispanics disapprove of Joe Drag Queens Are Good for Kids Biden at a rate of 63%, with only 33% approving. He's upside down, with Asians 37-60%. These are all groups Biden won, allegedly, by comfortable margins in 2020. In the ongoing Republican primary, former President Donald Trump is sitting pretty. A whopping 71% of Republicans said they would be satisfied if Trump were the nominee. Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, comes in second with 64%. Former Governor Nikki Haley, our establishment, is under 50% with just 48%. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy earns 36%. Former Governor Chris Christie, our MSM toady, sits at a pathetic 14%. In the Real Clear Politics poll of average polls, Biden sits with just 39.8% national approval and 56.6% disapproval. Biden's all-time low in this particular poll is 36.8%. His all-time high of 57.5% is less than 1 point from where he sits now. Biden, along with America, is a victim of his own terrible governing. He spent us into despairing inflation. He refuses to amp up oil drilling and refining, which would help tame inflation. He's opened our border to third-world freeloaders who are bankrupting and destroying Democrat-run cities. The world is on fire. He's allegedly, the lawyers make me say that, involved in a web of breathtaking corruption involving his whoremonger son, Hunter, who is running around defying congressional subpoenas. In their upcoming 2024 rematch, Trump currently leads Hunter's dad by 3.2 points in the Real Clear Politics average poll of national polls. During the 2020 election, Trump not only never led in this poll, he never came within 4 points of Biden. Biden's approval rating will improve as we get closer to 2024 Election Day and Democrats come home. Trump's numbers will also suffer as he becomes more prominent in the news cycle. But I can't think of a sitting president in this much trouble less than a year before Election Day who won re-election. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.